Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabbeisai, a good Nechaydesh. So, I don't know if you saw the notification that for Elul we're going to do Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis, we neder, and then resume Chedus Alvavis Bezos Hashem after Yom Tov. I think I would just go through my thinking, my back and forth, because it's part of what I'm trying to do. Why Shari Tshuva is appropriate for Elul doesn't require much explanation. But initially my thinking was that the truth is that Shara Kniya in Chedus Alvavis is also very appropriate. But my feeling was, and I hope that I'm right, was that actually there's a benefit in doing something that makes us more conscious that we're doing something for Elul. That's a davka to step out of our routine, even though that also would be well suited, and to do something that will keep us focused on the fact that we are focused on Elul now. That was my thinking. Okay, so we're gonna Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis. I want to explain now why I want to do Shar Beis. The whole Sefer is appropriate, but I that's what we're gonna do, Bezos Hashem. And if we get through all of Shar Beis, we'll probably move into Shar Gimel. But okay, one thing at a time. Shar Hashem. L'hayreis hadrochim she'yisorer ha'odom bahem l'shuv al Hashem. What are the various stimulants to tshuva? Now, I want to preface this a little bit. I want to preface this by saying the following. We have to understand, Hashem put us into this world. It's a very, very unique opportunity. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is not so apropos, but we'll call it a once-in-history opportunity, right, that we are given. And Hashem wants us to succeed. Hashem, every neshama is something very, very precious to Hashem. And Hashem very much wants every individual to succeed. It's not a system where, look, Hashem put you into a test. You can choose. Succeed, succeed, if not, not. Hashem wants you to succeed. And therefore, Hashem built into the system various means. The nature of Olam Hazeh and the significance of our test in Olam Hazeh is that Olam Hazeh, by its nature, pulls you in other directions. That the gravitational pull is in other directions. And the call, the purpose, the whole significance of our existence in Olam Hazeh is for us to pull back against that gravity and to keep that focus as intensely as we can. And Hashem is kviyachol rooting for us. And therefore, Hashem did not set it up such that puts you into this world, we'll meet at 120, and then we'll make an accounting. No, Hashem is actually built into the system various things that are meant to signal us to get back on track. Some of them are built into nature. Some of them are built into time. Some of them are more individualized. One of them, we say built into time, is Rosh Hashanah. The whole system of the Yom HaNeroim in a large way is for that purpose. Right? We have a din every year, largely for the purpose of reminding ourselves to refocus. What's that? Oh, so the truth is, every Rosh Chodesh is that, which is why we have in Kippur Katan before Rosh Chodesh. And we have it on a number of different levels. Right? Every Moed is from the word Lihivo'ed, to get back together, right? Get together. And on another level, every tefillah is that. Right? If you call Rosh Hashanah the macro, the super aspect of that, Rosh Chodesh is not many, but a monthly aspect of that. And then the tefillah, every tefillah is a certain aspect of that. So here Rabbeinu Yonah is going to be going through, we have to live attuned to Hashem's calls, to live attuned to Hashem's signals. Because Hashem is there signaling to us. And the purpose of this shahr is to help us be attuned to those calls. As we'll see, a white hair is a call. As we said, that's built into nature. A white hair is a call. Rosh Hashanah is a call. Other events in our life are calls. Let's see. So Aben Yehuda starts like this. Da ki darkei hasibos sheyisomer ha'adam bahem lashuv midrach ha'marayim shisha. There are six primary causes, prompts, to stimulate a person to do tshuva. Mikol echad mehem lamadnu das es ha'adam es yechizchalik b'cheker tvonos. Each of them provides us with insight. Okay. I'm skipping a line. Now, but he says, but the truth is that the main stimulant should be yourself. It shouldn't be any of these things that Hashem is sending to you. Use them, but use them as added crutches. The main stimulant should be yourself. Every day do your tshuva. Every day take an accounting. Every day refocus. Okay? Without waiting for a stimulant. Every day should bring you these thoughts. Ki zachru es b'ra'acha. Should remember Hashem. Every day. Refocus on Hashem every day and let it push you back, provide you with that push in the other direction away from the gravitational pull, of the earth part of you, right? It's a constant tug of war. Man is a tug of war. Well, no, in a sense. You can define man in a few different ways, all revolving around the same point. But one of the ways you can put it is, the essence of man is a tug-of-war. Tug-of-war between the earthly part of him, the material part of man, the afar of man, which is pulling in one direction, and the neshama, which is pulling in the other direction. And the question is, you, who are you, by the way? Which are you, right? You have to be the one to decide where to give the dominance. So where are you? Who are you? Are you the Afra? Are you the Neshama? Who are you? Okay. What's that?
You're a combination.
You're a combination. So who's the one making the decision if to give the Afra dominance or not? You're right. That combination is called the Ruach. If we'll get into the, really break it down to the terms. The Afra is all of your material lusts, right? Your material instincts, your material urges is the offer. You have the neshama that you don't sense at all. You don't sense your neshama at all. The neshama, we don't sense at all in this world. But the connection between the nefesh is that, is the just the basic life aspect of you. The connection between the nefesh and the neshama is the ruach. The ruach gets the faint calls from the neshama, and it's also being influenced by the nefesh. And the Ruach is really the conscious you that you're experiencing, which is being pulled by the Nefesh on one side, capable of connecting here, capable of connecting there. That's where the struggle is. But okay, we'll call that parenthetical. So now, whatever it is, he's saying, make a point of remembering it yourself. I'm regularly skipping a few words as we're going along. But and let the main stimulants be your Yiras Hashem, your Avas Hashem, v'abusha milvanov, and your consciousness of Hashem and your busha, your just feeling of inadequacy when you're standing in His great presence. These should all be the main stimulants. Toisif mala tamid, for you to always be moving yourself upward. The tishkoid al nikyon kapecha, to always be taking stock and trying to cleanse yourself. Ukrois rayonim mordim isarapecha, and to purge any of the wrong thoughts from your mind. to really purify all of your various faculties. And by the nefesh, remembering its creator, just by remembering your creator, that itself should be enough to bring her to her full glory, to her full beauty. Like the pasuk says, "Bashem yitzteku," through Hashem. So here you have Rabbi Yehuda's perush here. Through Hashem, meaning through the thought of Hashem, through the memory of Hashem, yitzteku yishalulu kozer Yisrael. The Zera Yisrael will become tzaddikim and praiseworthy. Then use these six stimulants as extra pushes, right? Don't rely on them. Don't wait for them. It should be self-motivated. But use these stimulants to enhance it even more. We can always use a good added push to catapult us even further. But if you're not on this level, meaning that the stimulants are training wheels, that the stimulants are crutches that you use in addition to your own koyach, so then you kana levavaya oral miderech hasibos or oisrabos. Then at least use them as stimulants. Okay. Well, the fimuta kara miderech hasibah. It's a given by him that everyone is going to be moved by the stimulants, right? He's saying, what separates the men from the boys, if we'll put it that way? How much of it is caused by the stimulants and how much is self-motivated? That is really what it divides the different levels of greatness. But as we'll see, we can consider it quite a madrega to be attuned to the stimulants and to rely heavily on them. But first, he's setting our sights on the highest level. So, what is stimulant number one? Haderech ha'echod. Let's just first just review what we saw here. Rabbi Yehuda wants us to become attuned, to be living attuned. Hashem is signaling us throughout our lives, and we want to become attuned to that. And this is Rabbi Yehuda's objective in this parak. Don't live death. But before he starts, he's telling us, don't completely lean on the stimulants. Be moving toward Hashem constantly by yourself. Use the stimulants for added aid. What's number one? So number one is kasha timtzena es ha'ish tzaros. If a person encounters troubles, yashiv eliboy v'yoyma, so then one should say to himself, ein ze ki im drachav u'ma'alo lav asha'os v'eloloi. This is because of my faults. Chatov eloloi l'napshoi. This is caused by my faults, meaning the natural assumption should be not we don't know Hashem's ways, but it's time for an accounting. I have to see what I should improve. It's a call for improvement. It's a call for growth. Those might be synonymous, might not be synonymous. Whatever the case is, you turn inward and you say, okay, what requires fixing? That should be the natural response to troubles. Let it cause you to return to Hashem, to reconnect, and you'll earn his rachamim. Kenin shekasuv. Like the pasuk says. Okay, fine. Now, he continues and he says, v'tire b'minik basav adam, ki echta le'ish. Now, he says, when we're talking about people, interpersonal relationships, if you offended somebody, you hurt somebody, you wronged somebody. And then you got into big trouble and all of a sudden you really need his help, right? Yesterday, you felt like you have to make a cheshbon to this person, b'chlal. You can treat him however you want. All of a sudden, the next day, next week, you found yourself really needing his help. So now you come to him and you say, I'm really sorry. I would like to make up with you, and I really need your help, right? So, his friend is not going to be very impressed by your good heart, right? By your sincerity. Right? He'll say, okay, Shemach HaMaisis. Maybe if he's a Balmidas, he'll be forthcoming anyways, right? But this is not how Hashem works. Hashem is very pleased with such tshuva. If a person does tshuva in such a way, Hashem accepts it and is pleased by it. It actually gives him nachas. And if a person comes back to Hashem as a result of misfortune, as a result of teichacha, Hashem embraces him lovingly. Shenemar, etc. Okay. So that's point number one that Rabbi Nehemiah is saying. And the truth is that we can also understand it, because at the end of the day, we see that people can go through things without waking up. The very fact that a person is waking up is already a madrega. And Hashem says, yes, I accept that, not only not grudgingly, but lovingly. Okay, we're mamish in mid-sentence here, but we'll stop here for tonight.